Okay, let's answer some of your texts and emails on Dear Scott. They, as always, are read up by a posh lady from Radio 4, and we do this every Thursday now after 6 p.m. Here's the first one.
Dear, insert presenter's name here.
Okay, Scott Mills. That was in case I was sick again today,
okay,
I think.
Right.
Dear, whoever is sitting in for poor sick Scott.
Okay. Right, how many more of these are there?
Well, I had to be prepared, didn't I? There's one more.
Okay.
Dear Scott / person filling in today.
Okay, thanks for that.
I wasn't sure. It's good to be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Cover all bases.
Hello, Scott Mills geeks. I am a new listener from Hong Kong who wants to improve their English by listening to the show. But one thing I would like some help with is Chapper's vocabulary. On last week's show, he called Scott a soft lad and occasionally mentions the Nescafe sign. What does he mean by this? Is he paid to promote coffee? And is it common for the English to say this? I have asked my English teacher what they mean, but she does not understand, and she too is curious to know the answer. Could somebody please advise? Thank you.
Now that's off of our friends at unofficialmills.co.uk.
Okay.
So soft lad.
Soft lad's just a kind of northern term for... It can be a mild insult.
Right.
No, it's not a northern term for boyfriend.
Okay.
No. Well, not in my experience, anyhow.
Okay.
I'm not calling you my boyfriend.
Okay, so and what is it then? What word?
Well, that's it. It's just a kind of...
Does it mean
be slightly derogatory.
Does it mean weak, like not for a fight?
I don't think... Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never really thought. It's just a northern term.
What's this coffee business?
Yeah, what's the coffee
well,
sign?
Well, that's impossible to explain, isn't it? And I can't even do the gesture because we're on head cam.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And don't forget, it's the equivalent of being on BBC One, being on the head cam or Becky cam. You can't do insulting signs.
Does it's an insulting sign, is it?
It's an insulting sign, yes.
Is it like drinking a cup of coffee? Does it work for tea as well?
No, it doesn't, no. It's just...
Nothing to do with drinking the
coffee. Nothing to do with drinking or coffee, and no, I don't do a coffee ad, and it's just a very derogatory sign.
All right, thanks for clearing both of those up, not very well.
Please don't use them again if they're that nasty.
Next.
Oh! Dear Scott.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I just did it at Becky.
Bye-bye.
I hope that I might have missed.
Oh, you just did it on their head cam.
No.
Oh,
yes,
oh you did as well.
It.
Right.
Good.
Oh, okay, so it's gone now. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Sorry. Next.
Dear Scott, did you watch Hole in the Wall on BBC One on Saturday? Dale Winton was hosting a show with celebrities in shiny silver jumpsuits trying to get through holes in a wall. What has happened to BBC One's Saturday night entertainment? I long for the days of having to choose between Noel's House Party and Gladiators. Winking smiley. Love you, Jill.
I actually thought that Hole in the Wall was very good.
Did you? Why did you think that then, Scott?
Just did.
Really?
Yeah, celebrities have to make the shape of
a wall.
Whatever's in the wall, yeah. Mm. Like Tetris. Only with humans. Otherwise, you go in the pool if you've not seen it. It's on before Strictly on BBC One.
Was the Vanessa Feltz one on Saturday, or is that a preview? I've seen... The Heat blog at the moment, there's a great video of Vanessa Feltz doing it.
I've seen the Vanessa one where she tries to fit through the hole in
the
wall.
That's quite special.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got all sorts of people doing it, have they?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else we know?
Who'd hang out with Dale Winton in some shiny silver tight suit? Anyone?
Yeah, you're right. You know I've been on it already.
Do you know when your episode's out?
I've just found out, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. November the 22nd.
Okay, excellent. I'll put that...
It's going to be on.
Set my generic hard disk recorder for that.
Don't expect too much from me.
Who are you on with?
I'm on with Darren Goff, the cricketer, and also on my team, Cleo Rockus, off of...
Who's that?
Wasn't she on Celebrity? Wasn't she on the Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother.
Red hair and
quite mad.
She might struggle to squeeze into one of those shiny lycra suits.
She was quite good. You'd be surprised at me as well, even though there is one bit without giving too much away, where I do get stuck in the wall.
Was it a very small hole?
No.
No. Right.
my feet got stuck. Next.
Name: Dave. Message: Dear Scott, I love listening to your podcasts on my MP3 player, particularly when I'm out running. I find that your witty banter with Becky and everyone's favourite grumpy old uncle, Chopper, is great company on a long run. I would really appreciate it if you could get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the following motivational phrases for me on the podcast to give me an extra push. Run faster! Keep running, you idiot! Many thanks. Dave, Belfast.
See, Dave off Belfast now going to have that on his podcast.
Nice,
that's going to be motivational to him. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we could help. Next.
Why don't you write down the score for what's occurring? It saves confusion. Cheers, Joe, Manchester, X.
Why have we not thought of that?
Well, I think you do, don't you?
Then you put the piece of paper in the recycle bin and that's the last we ever see of it.
Maybe we should start writing it down.
It wouldn't work. Also, Becky's winning. There's no point in writing it down at the moment.
Next.
Hi. I'm just about to whisk the Mrs. Becky, brackets not the, down to Yalding House to hang around the proximity for a couple of hours in the hope of encountering anyone from the show.
All right, that's the Radio 1 building.
Yeah.
It's her 31st birthday and she's a fan, so it made sense. Thought someone on Unofficial Mills would understand. Nobody else will. We'll let you know how it goes. Lewis, Oxford / Moseley, Beeham. Brackets of sound mind.
Okay, so this is someone that obviously came to hang around outside hoping that...
For his wife's birthday present.
I know.
Cheaper.
Really? What was that at the beginning as well?
Hi.
Hi.
She's a little bit sultry there,
Hi.
Didn't she?
Okay, next.
Here is a list of the presents I got her, in no particular order.
This is from the same person.
A spinning, humming top. Plug-in Swedish massager with four different attachments, including one heated. A small Play-Doh kit. Latest Metallica and Elbow albums. 7 work cardigans and 1 shirt. Selection of body and face lotions. Brackets, butter / coconut. 2 books on American fundamentalism. Balderdash bluffing board game. Pepper grinder and salad servers. In a Bakelite / Mangs style. Punkfish / glam pyjamas. A lot, but should pay dividends. Laughing smiley.
Just put the effort in.
Well, that's quite a lot now.
That is a lot. I take back what I said. I apologise.
And obviously, the visit to Radio 1 is just the cherry on the top of the...
Icing
on the top of the cake. That's right. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. I thought I'd share with you a strange thing about my boyfriend, and we could have a laugh about it. Lately, well, for the past 1.5 years, he is not wearing any underwear.
Oh.
The reason for it, he claims, is that he wants to feel free from social conventions. Plus, he finds pants quite uncomfortable. I haven't really figured out how I feel about the whole thing. I'm just telling him he should wear his pants, just because all human beings do. A funny thing was once in Edinburgh Airport when we went through security and he was physically searched. You know how the policeman puts his hand underneath men's trousers from the back down? That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, they do that. That happened to me recently at Gatwick South.
They don't do that to girls.
He put his hand down your pants from the back.
No, not my pants. It just do they do if you.
Well, he cupped you.
Basically, yes.
Oh, why do they do that? I've never done it to me.
I've never been cupped.
I have. Gatwick South Terminal. Not in a bad way.
I presume by a security man.
Yeah. Not just...
You weren't just wandering around.
Who's in the duty free at the time?
Sandwich board on you saying, cut me.
No, it's I'm all for the heightened security. It's good.
Right.
Bet you are.
The guy quickly moved his hands away as soon as he touched my boyfriend's skin instead of his pants. I couldn't stop laughing. He then looked at me and I quickly ran away. My boyfriend said he was also embarrassed on that occasion, which I took to mean that he might change his mind. But unfortunately, he didn't, and still refuses to wear any pants. So, what do you think? Especially you, Becky. How would you feel if your boyfriend went around with no underwear? Thanks for making my everyday exercise on the treadmill a lot less boring and very entertaining with your podcasts. Love you all, Susie.
Oh, Susie, that was really...
How would you feel?
Really long email you sent.
You see, I think it's quite dangerous for men not to wear any pants because... In the... Ow. No?
No. Because if you haven't shaken properly, the last drip will go down your leg.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just worried about it being caught, not...
I don't think that actually happens in real life.
Does it? No.
Most people have buttons now, not zipped.
Oh, well, I still think no pants is a bit...
So do I.
Scott?
Hang on a second.
He's going to say no after his cupping incident.
No, you... You said that you went commando recently.
Who?
You, Chopper.
When did I last go commando?
You said you weren't wearing any pants. I remember it specifically, one of these...
Well, there might have been a reason for that. I don't do it every day, and I certainly wouldn't do it as you do when going through airport security.
What would the reason be?
That I ain't got any clean ones, or...
Are you wearing pants now?
Yes,
then?
I am wearing pants. Yeah.
Also,
don't
maybe
try
I
and cut me.
Maybe I went for a tan the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I forgot. I was walking past the tanning salon, which is at the end of my road, and I was realised as I got into the booth that I wasn't actually wearing any pants. I was commando, so I had to tie my t-shirt.
You had to tie what?
Tie my t-shirt around my waist and try and cover everything up, but it didn't quite work, and it ripped. And yeah,
do you burn it?
Yeah, a little
did
bit.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So don't do that. That's a really bad idea. The t-shirt was just not quite covering
Couldn't
everything.
You just kind of popped it between your legs.
Hmm?
No, because then you just kind of popped it between your legs.
Then your bottom will burn. Then on the
oh,
other side.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So stand up one. Yeah. See, these are the kind of dilemmas that I have to face every day.
I wasn't in the tanning booth with you for that one. Not that I've ever been in a tanning booth with you.
No, I don't remember that. No. Anyway, I hope we've answered all your questions.
Brilliant.
On Dear Scott. Email them in, whatever you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text in to 81199. This is common.
Hey, yo. All they want to do is dance. That's all they want to do.